This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Midwest Music Fest is a festival created to showcase local talent from all over the Midwest. It starts today, and for the first time, the festival is rolling out a full weekend of bands in La Crosse. WPR's Rachel Vasquez sat down with one of this weekend's acts and La Crosse native, Andy Hughes of the band Tug. Andy, you've been playing music in La Crosse for 15 years now. What's the music scene like in La Crosse?
Well, I think it's pretty incredible. Bands like Smoking Bandits and Tug, who are now have been playing, like you said, for 15 plus years. We all started together playing parties at EWL Thursday nights, and we'd have parties and people would be playing in every room. So the La Crosse music scene is one of those places where you can walk down the street on a Thursday, a Sunday, weekends, and you can walk into a bar, whether it's packed or a few people, and just be blown away by the musical talent.
And do you feel like there's healthy diversity in genres of bands?
Yeah, and I think even for Tug, that's even something that might even be a negative. I mean, for a long time, people had a hard time figuring out what we were.
I'll give you a tip. It goes like this.
Are you a reggae rock band? Are you a ska band? Are you a jam band? Are you a punk band? And we might be all those things in one song. And I think that there's a lot of that in La Crosse. There's a lot of what I would call fusion bands. So whether it's blues rock, blues jam, or some version of bluegrass country and old time music, there's an incredible amount of diversity in the music. And not even just with band to band, but within one band.
The Midwest Music Fest is coming to La Crosse. This is its second year. The first year was kind of like a smaller setup. And this year it's the full-blown festival. What do you think that means to have this festival coming to your community?
I will tell you, as a musician in La Crosse, I think it gives us a little bit of validity. It makes us feel like we are a major market in the Midwest. We are a place where there's amazing creative, original talent in music. And so I will say, just from speaking on behalf of Tug and the local scene here, it's exciting. You can feel it. I just said it as I walked in today. You can feel the excitement for this weekend and for La Crosse to be a part of this.
Yeah, well, speaking of that excitement, who are some of the bands that you're excited to see?
Well, there's tons of acts. So that's the tough thing about a festival like this is like trying to look through your schedule and go, okay, I'm going to try to catch this and this. But it's fun. I'm excited to see Friends. So Greg Cheech Hall.
Holding back a heartache is like bringing a body back from the dead and making it alive.
There's a duo from Viroqua called Anima, and their harmonies are just amazing.
And our young hearts are fickle with time. We're just trying to hide for a little while.
I'm excited to see their set. And then there's bands that I haven't been able to catch and that I see around. Mike Munson is another act that I'm really excited to see. I see his name a lot.
Well, I went to the doctor, listen to what the doctor said. If you don't quit that guitar playing, you're bound to wind up dead. I said, oh.
There's just a ton going on, so I think a lot of us are sort of doing that. Like, we're going to be here this night, and then I'm going to run over here. But again, I think that's a part of the excitement of a festival like this.
Well, Andy Hughes, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
WPR's Rachel Vasquez speaking with Andy Hughes of the band Tug. Hear his band and many, many more throughout La Crosse this weekend as part of the Midwest Music Fest.
Just some holes in my shoes. I'll be 10 miles down.